And Kerri-Anne Walsh is with us from Canberra to round out the week. Kia ora, Koppa.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, this is a really interesting one, isn't it? This defamation fight. Mm. Crikey, the news, it's an online news outlet, isn't it? It's been around for a while.
Yep.
And they're in a defamation fight with Lachlan Murdoch. I imagine it's pretty deep pockets.
Well, it's absolutely. It's an extraordinary case. I mean, they're basically goaded Lachlan Murdoch to sue them. This goes back to an article written by their long-time political correspondent or writer, columnist, whatever you'd like to call him, Bernard Keehan, who wrote a scathing article linking the Murdochs, the Murdoch Empire, with Donald Trump's, as he described it, unhinged, traitorous behaviour. And, it was a pretty explosive column, but Bernard Keehan is always explosive when he's referring to Trump and referring to...
Yeah, because it was linked into the January 6th march on the Capitol, right? Yeah,
absolutely. So he'd linked the two, specifically referring to Fox News and the besting that Fox News does of Donald Trump. And... Murdoch had threatened, sent legal letters threatening, Lachlan Murdoch had rather, threatening to sue for defamation. Crikey took out a full-page article in the New York Times basically saying, well, bring it on. And so he did. And now we have it in the federal court later this year, but it's going to be a fascinating one.
Yeah. How is your defamation law? Have there been some changes there?
There have. We've got it now... Now, finally, a public interest defence, which has only come in New South Wales, which is where this is being fought, from July last year. So Crikey will mount the public interest defence. There's also now a serious harm threshold that must be met by the complainant. So Lachlan Murdoch must prove that he has suffered serious harm to his reputation by this column. It wasn't an opinion piece. It wasn't news. So, this is the giant and the small fry, doshing it out in the court is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be a goodie, eh? Okay, now you've also been looking at floods in New South Wales, the north of New South Wales. In fact, you're expecting more, are you?
I know, this is going to be, if Lismore and the Northern Rivers area is hit, it'll be the third major flood in a year, or just over a year. There's already been 500 call-outs to the emergency services. There have been dozens of rescues. Flood levels are rising. Water levels, rather, are rising. This is an absolute disaster in the making. These poor communities, and we're talking of thousands of people here, have not recovered for 2 years. There are hundreds still living in makeshift housing, living in tents, living in caravan parks, living in trailers. It's we are holding our breaths for our friends in New South Wales and hoping it's not as bad as it looks.
Mm. Hey, have we got through this cross without talking about the Queen?
Well, look, I was really, really happy not to talk about the Queen. We had a so-called National Day of Mourning yesterday, which wasn't. There were just as many protests around the country against the National Day of Mourning as there were people who were actually turning up to services. I mean, I don't think there was. There was one service in Canberra, and the public wasn't allowed into it. So, look, that's the end of it. We're over. We're moving on. And
you're over it, eh?
Right.
You are. Well, we've got our holiday on Monday, which I will acquiesce to.
4 days of it then.
That's right.
Oh, gosh, it has been drawn out and it has been, too ridiculous for words. It's been an orgy of indulgence. We didn't need it.
Thank you, Kerri-Anne. Tell us what you really think. That's Kerri-Anne Walsh from Canberra. Kia patora.